Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti is calling for the most ambitious seismic safety regulations in California history. Now, the new measures would require owners to retrofit thousands of concrete and wooden structures that were built before 1980, those buildings most at risk of collapse during a major earthquake. LA Observed editor Kevin Roderick joins me now to talk about it. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
What buildings are most at risk? We're talking about, obviously, concrete buildings, but those that have not been reinforced.
Right. These are the ones that were not covered by the previous retrofitting law, either in California or in Los Angeles. Those are the ones that after one of the big earthquakes, there was a lot of retrofitting that came down. And so brick buildings in Los Angeles have been, most of them have been retrofitted. These are the old unreinforced brick buildings. Well, there's a lot of buildings in Los Angeles, in particular, these older pre-1980 concrete buildings that are considered what they call non-ductile, very brittle in an earthquake. And the wood frame buildings, like those apartment buildings that you see all over the city where you park right underneath, and so there's only a couple of
posts
holding up the floor. And those are also targeted by this new plan.
Certainly don't want to be underneath one of those when the earth shakes.
In the 1994 earthquake, those are the kind of buildings that mostly in the valley, but not only in the valley, kind of famously collapsed onto the lower floor.
Why haven't we had this concerted effort up to now?
Well, it's very political because and that's going to be very interesting to watch and see what happens to Garcetti's plan here. What he's come out with now is said that, you know, if you have one of the wooden buildings from pre-1980, then you have 5 years to retrofit. If you have one of the concrete buildings, you have 25 years. And the reason that they're pushing out the time envelope like that is this can be a very expensive work to do. And that's where the political pressure has always been. Building owners have consistently pressed to not be required to retrofit their buildings, or to perhaps have the city pick up the tab or someone else pick up the tab. This plan goes from the mayor now to the city council, which will debate, well, what will the requirements actually be and who's going to actually be required to pay for it?
The mayor also wants to improve communications and mm-hmm. the city's network. If a big one comes, we won't be left without phone or internet connections. Is that doable? Can we do that?
That's a good question, whether we can actually do it to build something that actually kind of works there. Those of us who have been here through fairly big earthquakes know that the phone system goes dead. Both the cell phones and the landlines go dead. He also talked about improving the security of the water system so that if there is an earthquake and there are fires afterward, that the Los Angeles Fire Department has the water to fight those fires. So we talked about two things. One, some alternative water source for LAFD to use strictly in the case of an emergency, and also to strengthen the connections that Los Angeles has with our distant water sources to make sure that the aqueducts will not break in the case of a big earthquake, because our aqueducts that come to Los Angeles here cross the San Andreas Fault. You know, that's not necessarily a secure feeling.
No, it's not. And before we go, speaking of water, there was a lot of it that was used on this fire.
Oh, indeed.
Earlier this morning at one of Jeff Palmer's apartment complexes that was being built in downtown Los Angeles. So this one right, facing the 110, Harbor Freeway.
Jeff Palmer is the developer of these kind of faux Tuscan projects all over downtown.
They have the Italian names, right? The Medici.
This one is the Da Vinci Complex, and it was being developed right in the kind of the northern end of downtown. It went up in flames overnight, and it was just a terrific sight for people. And it has done damage to the freeway adjacent to the 110 freeway. There's traffic jams all day. It's damaged the city buildings right next door. It was a massive fire now being investigated as a possible arson case.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.